If you're thinking of going to see a movie this weekend, but friends have warned you away for most of what opened earlier in the summer, and if you're now thinking of taking a chance on one of the new films opening this week or next, well, our reviewer Bob Mondello says, based on history, you might want to think again.
Movies that come out in the second half of August are hardly ever very good. Now, that's obviously an overstatement. There was, after all, well, actually, I'm going to be hard-pressed here. August is the year's one holiday period that is not packed with movies that studios think are going to be hits, which is sort of odd. After all, the whole country's on vacation, and at Christmas time, when that happens, for just one week, Hollywood releases Oscar hopefuls like American Beauty. In August, there's a whole holiday month, and all Hollywood seems to come up with is Wet Hot American Summer.
You guys aren't supposed to be out of your bunks. You're in trouble. Four campers are stuck in the ropes course. I meant to tell you about that yesterday, but you get to it now.
Hollywood's Dog Days period has shrunk of late. A few years back, when movies ran for more than 6 weeks, industry wisdom said strong pictures should always open before the 4th of July. That way they'd benefit from a long opening weekend and could coast on word of mouth until school started. And that model worked for films that opened at only a few hundred theaters. People got turned away during opening weekend, heard about the picture from friends, and came back later. But these days, movies open at thousands of theaters, and no one gets turned away, so nothing runs for 6 weeks. Even blockbusters get played out in four.
Give me absolute power to rid this planet of the humans once and for all.
Expensive special effects epics used to open in June to protect their bottom line. Planet of the Apes opened in late July. And sequels, which are expected to crash after opening weekend, can open even later. Jurassic Park 3, Rush Hour 2, and American Pie 2 all opened to huge grosses in the last few weeks, and no one expects any of them to have an ounce of life left by Labor Day. Those are the kinds of hits that would have powered weekend box office through most of September a few years ago. Now they'll hit video store shelves by then. This open big movies during vacations rule would seem to suggest that nothing good will premiere in the holiday challenged period between Labor Day and Thanksgiving. But that's not true. Fall is film festival time, rich in foreign pictures and independent flicks, movies designed for audiences unlikely to be excited about the new TV sitcoms being trotted out as weather turns chilly. But that still leaves late August, hot as it is, out in the cold. The blockbusters are fading, the serious pictures aren't yet on the horizon, and what's left? Ghosts of Mars.
You know, as soon as we kill one of them, whatever's inside is going to come after us.
So if one of us gets possessed?
Leave them.
In fairness, not everything out there is awful. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back will keep the 20-something crowd occupied until a better picture comes along. The new Woody Allen comedy, Curse of the Jade Scorpion, is perfectly passable. And in O, a film opening next week about a jealous high school basketball player, teen audiences are being offered the plot, if not the poetry, of Shakespeare's Othello. Still, that's the very cream of a very skimpy crop. And if you analyze those films, there are rationales for opening them now. Woody Allen appeals to the sophisticated, older crowd that'll continue going to pictures after schools open. A mix of Shakespeare and basketball might sound like a good first homework assignment to English teachers. And Jay and Silent Bob, well, I actually can't explain that one. Anyway, if you decide to brave a multiplex this week or next, and the early summer titles don't sound as interesting as the new ones you know nothing about, just remember, if Summer Catch were actually any good, it would have opened when it could catch some summer business. I'm Bob Mondello.